Here's how tight Nikki Lee's family is. She convinced her mother and three adult children to move last fall from a lifetime in Cincinnati to the unknown of Asheville.
It was COVID. We were already in quarantine. So we were already learning how to be separated from everybody. One of my clients years ago had always told me that I would connect well in Asheville because I seem like the hippie type, and I am. So we just visited and we fell in love with the mountains.
Like many who moved to this area, Lee arrived without much of a plan. What she did have was her faith, her unwavering compass throughout her life. Around 2012, that compass pointed her to sell her thriving hair salon and devote herself to writing. She has since self-published 9 books of uplifting guidance, founded a support agency for single mothers in poverty, and built a consulting business for entrepreneurs. She hosts a monthly podcast based on her writings, and she has written a play drawn from the stories of 2 single Black mothers and their teenage sons. That play, titled Savagery, gets a staged reading June 18th through Asheville's Magnetic Theater as part of the first Grind Fest.
When you're walking in the purpose of God and you understand His voice, I trusted that He was going to open the doors for me, and that's what happened.
Lee is 49 years old, and people began paying her to do their hair all the way back in high school. Through 20 years running her salon, she came to understand the act of doing hair as a gateway to a higher calling.
Your crown is a high energy source. And so when a stylist or barber touches the crown, the power of touch is healing. As folks know, when you go to the hair salon, you sit in a chair and you tell everything. So we're really natural therapists. And so within my salon, I realized that people were coming to spill out all of their negative emotions. And so I created a space of peace. So it was not just an appointment, it was a healing experience.
But with her children struggling in public school, Lee sold her salon, moved herself and her 3 children into her mother's home, and devoted herself to homeschooling.
As a single mother, I was this strong Black woman running my business. You know, I was all that, right? And here there was an issue I was having with my children and their education, and I realized that I need to humble myself and get in position so that I can be able to help them on another level.
Selling her business only focused Lee's calling as a healer. After a year of what she calls resting, she said she heard the voice of God telling her to write a book.
I would have dreams and titles would come and they would start to evolve. And I thought, wow. So I would write it down. And that's how 9 books evolved.
Her first book, Healing Cosmetology, led to Healing Beauty and other titles, Eradicating Fear, Eradicating Emotional Paralysis, and Wisdom of a Queen. There's also a book about how to write and publish your own book. Savagery, which spawned her play, is a book that also ties into Lee's organization called Warrior Moms. That began as a makeover photo shoot for mothers in poverty and grew into a workshop, podcast, and short video documentary.
Embarrassing. I was ashamed because, again, people looked at me with a lot of respect, and you know, they looked at me as the ideal child for them to see that, oh, she's pregnant now, you know, she's not all that.
Overall, the story is about how slavery has a connection to our daily lives. How each individual's upbringing is tied to slavery and how that pain just continues to evolve on like a generational curse. And so that's the focus of this playwright, is to get people to talk about what's going on in the inside so we can heal and so we can grow and live a blissful life.
Lee has extended family nearby, and since arriving in Asheville, she's discovered enslaved family members 5 generations back connected to the historic Shook Smathers House in Clyde and also to the Lenoir family behind Lenoir Rhine University.
It's like a puzzle, and I'm just piecing it together, walking by faith, living this life of bliss, and definitely not living based on what society says the path that you should go.
After the June 18th staged reading through the Magnetic Theater, Lee has plans to evolve Savagery into a full stage production and perhaps a film. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.